Well, another week has come to an end, my friends. Today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, and I have truly enjoyed spending this week with you. Today's God-saving word is still spiritual renewal, and in today's reading, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that he and his co-workers have gone out of their way to work hard and not cause problems. Despite the hardships he endured, he argues that what he has taught about Jesus is true. The passage concludes with an appeal for the Corinthians to open up their hearts, just as Paul's heart is open to them, as a sign of mutual forgiveness and reconciliation. Let's begin. In our work together with God, then, we beg you who have received God's grace not to let it be wasted. Hear what God says. When the time came for me to show you favor, I heard you. When the day arrived for me to save you, I helped you. Listen, this is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. We do not want anyone to find fault with our work, so we are try not to put obstacles in anyone's way. Instead, in everything we do, we show that we are God's servants by patiently enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties. We have been beaten, jailed, and mobbed. We have been overworked, and we have gone without sleep or food. By our purity, knowledge, and patience, and kindness, we have shown ourselves to be God's servants. By the Holy Spirit, by our true love, by our message of truth, and by the power of God. We have righteousness as our weapon, both to attack and to defend ourselves. We are honored and disgraced. We are insulted and praised. We are treated as liars, and yet we speak the truth. As unknown, yet we are known by all. As though we were dead, but as you see, we live on. Although punished, we are not killed. Although saddened, we are always glad. We seem poor, but we make many people rich. We seem to have nothing, yet we really possess everything. Dear friends in Corinth, we have spoken frankly to you, and we have opened our hearts wide. It is not we who have closed our hearts to you. It is you who have closed our hearts to us. I speak now as though you were my children. Show us the same feeling that we have for you. Open your hearts wide. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. And you can hear the tears in Paul's voice as he's crying out to these folks to whom he has just sacrificed his life, gone through so many hardships to bring them the truth of the kingdom of heaven, and yet have them turn on him and reject his message. May God never find us in such a way, rejecting God's message to us. Let us pray. Righteous God, empower me with your Holy Spirit to be your servant and to speak your message of truth. In all I do, may I glorify and honor you with purity, knowledge, patience, and kindness. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, folks. Well, this brings our time together to an end again this week. I look forward to seeing all of you in church on Sunday, and if not physically at the service, then on Zoom or on our Facebook page. And folks, all I can do is to encourage you. You keep trusting God for those prayers. You've been sending up those prayers to heaven faithfully. Now, don't give up. Don't give up. You stand fast and wait for those prayers to be answered. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.